from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Oh. And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Two words. Payday Friday. Payday Friday.
Thank God.
Couldn't have come soon enough. Couldn't have come soon enough. What's up, Evan? Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. And Guru's starting to feel a little better. I don't know. I'm just assuming. He was pretty down yesterday. I know I chatted with him. But what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Well, first of all, happy Friday to everybody out there. Whether you're at home, I don't know. I feel like last week we learned there might be more people in the city than we think on Fridays that, you know, is remote or the end. It's a nice day. It's a beautiful day. And it was a beautiful event last night at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama. Really enjoyed the game, enjoyed the build, enjoyed all the stories. And I also enjoyed every also sports piece of news surrounding it, which looks like involves the NBA, could involve the Warriors, Malik Monk signing last night, or reportedly is going to be signing once free agency hits. So I'm excited because we got a lot of news to talk about.
Yeah, we do. We can touch on that game last night over the course of the show. At 1 o'clock, we're going to have Roy Wood Jr. He was the sideline reporter last night and the former Daily Show member. Stand-up comedian, entertainer. So that's at 1 o'clock.
He's from Birmingham.
From Birmingham, correct. And looking forward to talking to him. As my guy Evan said, he's pretty funny.
He's funny as hell. Like, he is hilarious. And by the way, he did the correspondence dinner in 2023 and just took a flamethrower to everyone. It was pretty good. You can also go watch that.
Yeah, well, You said Roy Wood Jr., and I was like, huh, okay. And then I looked him up, and I was like, oh, I know that guy.
Yeah.
I know that guy.
Well, yeah,
he's a big boy.
Well, yeah, oh, yeah, no, he is. He's pretty big. I mean, I don't think he's doing anything as large as The Daily Show right now, but that's where he kind of built himself up as one of the correspondents.
So we'll be talking to Roy Wood Jr. at 1 o'clock. But, last night's game was, I mean, it was obviously less about the game than the pomp and circumstance, but my favorite player growing up was Reggie Jackson when he was playing for the Yankees in the mid-70s, and he kind of stole the show last night, I thought. He was, whew.
Stole the pregame.
Poignant, yes. Stole the pregame. He was pretty poignant. We'll probably play some of that sound. We will play that sound today at some point. But, what stuck out to you last night in that game?
Well, it was fun. It was powerful. It was enlightening. It was entertaining. It was an event. Like the game again. I said this yesterday. Like the game meant relatively nothing to me, and we just talked to Bonte on the way out. The thing I enjoyed about the game is that it went a long time, so that there was more time for everybody on the broadcast to actually tell stories. You know, my favorite parts of the entire event, you know, Reggie Jackson for sure, and we can touch on why I think that was so important in a little bit when we play that sound. But I also thought Barry Bonds being there, he had a pretty funny moment pregame where they asked him about Satchel Paige, and he basically told me to take him deep. Bill Greeson, who is the longest standing living member of the Negro Leagues, 99 years old, was there. Also a former Korean War veteran and someone who is pretty important. Also in the life of Willie Mays, who was a member, a teammate on the Birmingham Black Barons. And then I really enjoyed the conversation they had for multiple innings on the broadcast with Bob Kendrick, who's the president of the Negro League Museum in Kansas City. And I could just listen to him talk ball for eons. I mean, just listening to the stories, being able to relate it to the modern game as well, and just give us a glimpse into why players, you know, that we have heard about, that we've told tales about, play the way that they did, and really the parameters around why they had to play the way that they did. So, you know, the Negro Leagues is a part of baseball, and I felt like it was important to tune in to learn more about the history of the game, which I love, and the reason why a lot of players, Willie Mays is at the forefront of it, were so integral to the history of the game and really to our country. So.
Yeah, and I hadn't realized that Bob Melvin, the Giants manager, played in that stadium 40 years ago. And he said not much had changed about it, that it still had that old feel. And it just looked like, I mean, my thought was, I read Andy Baggerly's story in The Athletic, and, you know, they kind of transformed the state around the stadium, and they created clubhouses for the players, air-conditioned clubhouses. There was food courts. It was really a celebration. And my first thought was, let's play a series there. What? Play a series there every year. That'd be fun. Fans of those teams, switch up the teams. Fans of those teams could get to Birmingham for a weekend, celebrate the game, celebrate the Negro Leagues, and bring more attention to the history.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the next step that needs to happen is this needs to be reoccurring.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you are going to draw attention to it, if you are going to highlight it, it needs to be something that you continuously, you know, tell people about, because as we know, attention spans are short, and as great it is as it was to you know, integrate the statistics and, you know, bring more eyes to the game, it can't just be a one-time thing. So hopefully they continue to, I don't know, just again highlight more parts about the past which are not always great. Like, that's something that I think we do a lot with not just baseball, but with previous eras, especially in America, as we kind of romanticize and discuss only the good things that happened. And I thought that was the most powerful part about Reggie Jackson's stories that he told before the game, is that while there were some great players that came through and some great things that they did, not everything was all roses back then. No. And so I appreciate him being able to bring some reality to the situation.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So over the course of the day, we'll talk more about the game at Rickwood Field and what it meant. We got a lot of sound we're going to play from last night. But I feel like Stephen A. Smith is a big fan of our program, and yeah, vice versa. You know, he's famous for many lines, but one of the things is, it's percolating. Can you feel the NBA starting to percolate a little bit?
Well, better. Season's over, finally. Jesus.
Yeah, there's some things happening around the league. Malik Monk is going to go back to the Kings. What does that matter? Well, Malik Monk is on some level comparable to a Klay Thompson. Both were sixth men this year for a big chunk of it. Does that impact Klay Thompson? You got Gary Payton II opted in. $9.1 million. The Warriors are going to have to deal with Chris Paul and Kevon Looney next week. You got to figure out what they're doing with Looney on the 24th. They can waive him or they cannot waive him. It's the Warriors' call whether they want him on the team or not. Chris Paul, non-guaranteed next year. So he's got $30 million that the that's unguaranteed. So the Warriors could guarantee that if
Chris
they wanted.
Paul the second.
I don't want to do that today.
You will.
No, we're not going to do that.
Well, then we will.
Who did that? Lubman? Was it? Lubman doesn't do stuff like that.
No,
that
was, AP3.
That's a Spadoni special. That's a Spadoni special. All right, so let me just start.
Right.
Let me just start the show this way. I got two things about the Warriors, and then you can have at it. And 888-957-9570.
Well, you do know we have 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
What do you mean?
I mean, you said you had two things, and then I can have at it.
Oh, yeah, then I'm out. two things, and maybe this will get the ball rolling.
You got to get till 2 o'clock is what we got to do.
Yeah, I got to get a little reaction. Not get a reaction, but I want to know. I'm going to say some things and tell me if you're on the same page or I'm smoking early in the day. I don't know. Okay, here we go. I'm driving home last night, and thinking about Klay Thompson. Yeah, what are they going to do? He's going to test the waters, this, that, and the other thing. What's he worth? 20, 22, 18, how many years? And some people are not going to like this. But I think it's got to be legitimate. Or I think it's legitimate. So Draymond Green signed a 4-year, $100 million deal last offseason. He's got a player option for that last year. Draymond's making about $25 million. Here's my question. After everything this team's been through for 12 years, Steph, Klay, Draymond, 12 years, can you really not pay Klay Thompson as much as you're paying Draymond Green? I'm sorry. If I'm Klay Thompson, I can't take less money than Draymond Green. After everything that's happened, and how I approached my career and how he approached his career and the kind of players we were and the kind of players we are, I would have trouble taking less than Draymond Green if I'm Klay Thompson. So if I'm Klay Thompson, I'm like, here's how I'll come back. Give me 3 for $75 and give me a player option that last year. Then I'm good to go. Other than that, I think it's going to be tough for him. I really do. I don't understand how you can look at both those guys now and say, well, Draymond's going to make 20% more for the rest of his career than Klay Thompson. It just was on my mind.
Well, I think you told on yourself when you said the players they were and the players they are.
Sure.
Because the player that Klay Thompson was, you're right, there's no way in hell he's taken less than Draymond Green. In fact, he's always made significantly more than Draymond Green. But if we're talking about the players they are, well then, yeah, I could make a case that Klay Thompson should make less than Draymond Green.
And 39% from three.
Is that your goo?
Yeah.
That was a one. Who's the better player, though? You're the one that talks about how Klay Thompson is going in the wrong direction.
Well, he is. So is Draymond.
But who's the better player?
I'm gonna play the argument from Draymond or from Klay's side, and the side would be, well, first of all, I'm Klay Thompson, so I'm not going to give you that Draymond's better. But even if Draymond is better, whatever he's better than me by, it's mitigated by his behavior and my behavior, and his approach and my approach. So if he's a 20% better player than me, fine. But you can't reward him after all he's done on and off the court and then penalize me for what I've done on and off the court. And
Draymond gets penalized for what he does on the court that affects how much he is off the court. Klay Thompson gets penalized for what he has done on the court, which is not been as good of a player. I mean, you've highlighted this for about a year and a half now. Like, he's not the same player.
Neither's Draymond.
Yeah, but you didn't answer my question, though. Who's the better player right now?
Draymond.
Okay, so why should Klay Thompson make more than him?
Klay should make more. No, he shouldn't make more than him. He should make as much of him. Because I feel like they're the same right now, in essence. They're both falling off, and they're Like, here's what I'm saying. Again, I'm not saying the Warriors should do this. I'm saying if I'm Clay and you're not going to pay me what you're paying Draymond Green, I'm out. That's all I'm saying. I could see Clay feeling that way. I also think there is something to, you know, whatever Clay's role is going to be here next year, what he, I don't think he wants to come off the bench. And
well, then how can you pay him as a starter?
I'll tell you why. No, I mean, like, I was just listening to the morning show, and I think they're kind of right. Can Clay really come off the bench if Pajemski or Moody's starting? Can you, I'm just, of course he can, but can you ask him to do that? Can you, or can you give him that choice? Hey, here are your two choices. We'll give you 2 for 40, and you're coming off the bench. That's it. Take it or leave it. That could be a scenario which I see Clay saying, I'm out.
Well, the reason why he would make as much as Draymond Green is purely emotional. Like, I mean, he's as important part of this dynasty as Draymond Green is.
Right.
So that's why he would make as much. But if you're asking me who's the better player right now, it's Draymond Green.
Yeah.
And if Clay Thompson is going to come off the bench, then that's another reason that you couldn't pay him $25 million. Malik Monk just got less than 20 a year.
I guess my question is, why is he coming off the bench? Are those two guys better than him?
No, because he's better coming off the bench.
Oh, he's better.
I mean, statistically, he was last year.
Well, I mean,
he scored as many, if not more, points in fewer minutes on better shooting percentages. So it would be as much for him, and that would be the, I think that's the hang-up. I think the hang-up is the role and probably the amount of years.
Well, Monty Poole of NBC Sports Bay Area reported Clay wants 3 years. Clay wants 3 years. Okay, let's start there. Can you give him 3 years? Because again, and like I get, listen, and I'm not disagreeing with anything you said. I'm just kind of presenting my point of view as Clay. I would think that Clay sees it. Not that the way Clay sees it is right, or not that the way Clay sees it is what he or the Warriors should do, but just the way he sees it. And I mean, he knows that circumstances have changed, but the bottom line is he can go into the Warriors and say, are you telling me that 1 year ago you gave Draymond 4 years with the fourth year player option, and now you're offering me less than half of that for 2 years? Like, well, Clay, you know, Monk's making 20. You're going to be coming off the bench. You know, you're not the same player. So what do you think? 2 for 40 a year after Draymond gets 4 for 100? I think that's what Clay would mean when he's like, yeah, that's disrespect.
It very may well be. But the Warriors told on themselves last offseason, the same offseason that they paid Draymond Green $100 million. Is the same offseason they offered Klay Thompson 2 for 48.
Right.
So they wanted to pay him less than Draymond Green a year ago.
Maybe that was the holdup a year ago.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. He told him to kick rocks.
Right.
But what's changed in a year? Like, did Klay make up enough ground? Did he prove what he wanted to, which was he is worth more than that quote-unquote lowball offer? Because that's what, like, I'm just talking as I'm reading the room. Like, I'm reading the Warriors right now. They offered him 2 for 48. He said no, well within his right. Okay, so bet on yourself. You have a free agency year. What's changed?
Well, that's a good question.
Like, what has changed between the time the Warriors offered Klay Thompson 2 years and $48 million and now when he is, in all probability, going to be a free agent?
Well, I'm not going to answer that, but I'm going to ask the question to everybody at 888-957-9570. If you're right, the Warriors offered Clay $48 million over 2 years. That means he would had he taken that, he'd make 24 next year and 24 the year after that. Okay? So he turns it down and he bets on himself. If you're Clay, do you think you deserve the raise? And if you're the Warriors, do you think Clay played well enough to up the offer or to lower the offer? Like, that's that to me is the question is, okay, you turned down 2 for $48 last year. Here we are in the exact same place, and you just got, you paid, you got your $43 million. So we're actually at the exact same place. Do you think Klay Thompson thinks he should, that he earned more than $24 million that they offered him last year?
I don't think he earned more, but I think he always thought that he was worth more. Like, that's why he turned the offer down in the first place, because it was a disrespectful offer in his mind. I don't see any reason why that offer has changed if you're in the front office of the Warriors. Like, why would it go north? If anything, it's gone south. The dollars per year.
I don't know. I mean, I think
what Klay Thompson is or was hoping for is that the market would dictate that he need a higher price. And the first guy off the board at his position just signed 4 for $78 million. And the last year he's making 21.5, and that's Malik Monk.
Yeah.
So if Klay Thompson, and right now he's trying to figure out, okay, am I a starter? Where can I go start? Because I think that's what he wants. And yes, like, okay, Klay Thompson is perhaps a better player than Pajenski and Moody right now. Some people might say no, but I think he is. Okay, well, Manu Ginobili came off the bench. Like, who was the starting two guard throughout the years in San Antonio? Were they better than him? You know, like, there have been other good, like, Lou Williams might have been better than the starting two when he was coming off the bench for the Clippers and then for the Hawks. Jamal Crawford might have been better than the starting two when he came off the bench for the Clippers and for other teams. But they knew their role. And I think that's what Klay Thompson is having a hard time figuring out, is what he wants his role to be.
Let me, like, I want to be clear. I'm not saying the Warriors should pay Klay 25.
No, you're saying if you're Klay Thompson, there's no way in hell I'm taking less than Draymond.
Right. And my broader point is that if you look at it from both sides and you start thinking about what Klay would likely want, and as we get closer, what the Warriors would want out of Klay, I'm starting to think the writing is on the wall that he will not be coming back. That's kind of what I'm getting at. I'm not getting at Klay wants 25, the Warriors should pay him 25. I'm saying if I'm Klay Thompson, I could see why he doesn't want to take less than, let's say, a guy like Draymond Green. I can see why he sees that Draymond's got 3 more years under Draymond's control, so why can't I get 3 years under my control? And it's the kind of thing that after knowing about, you know, after watching Klay for 12, 13 years and knowing how he is, I think, can you reasonably say you would understand if that's his point of view? And I understand the Warriors, where they're at, and I just think it's going to be hard to come up with a number that satisfies both parties. And then you start to really think about, is this really going to be how the first guy ends up going? And it might be, but it's big. It's emotional, and it's almost less basketball important now than just, you know, what it means to the fans and what it means to the core players and what it means to the organization. I mean, we're getting close to Klay Thompson maybe not being a Warrior. And you might say, well, duh, no kidding, Steiny. Well, you know what?
I mean, anytime someone tests free agency, it's because you couldn't come to terms.
Right.
I mean, Draymond chose to become a free agent because he opted out. Klay Thompson doesn't have a choice to come back. Like, he didn't have a player option. So, and yeah, like, this is where we were always headed, I think. They said that they were far apart the entire season. You know, 2 for $48 million is the only number we have on the table so far. Money Pool's reporting Klay wants 3 years. Maybe the Warriors are saying, look, the offer's still there. Like, 2 for $48 million is still on the table, Klay. And if he says, I want 3 for $72 million, they might say, well, that 30 year is going to be a problem.
But it wasn't for Draymond. I mean, I'm just playing Klay's point of view.
No, I know.
And that's why I think, you know, this is one of the things that's hard to wrap your head around, because, I mean, you really want Clay to be the first of the big three to leave? And then why is he leaving? Is it more circumstance, or, you know, he doesn't want to be here?
I don't think it's because he doesn't want to be here.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's, I got to get out of this place. But Clay can be the kind of guy, you know, he's stubborn. And if it is about respect. And I'm sure he thinks the respect is earned through the paycheck. All right, we're going to get into this a lot today. 888-957-9570. Klay Thompson, I almost forgot, a week ago he unfollowed the Warriors on social media. Does that mean he doesn't want to be here? I don't know. I don't know what it means. But the more I think about it, the more I think, if you're Klay Thompson, are you okay with playing on a team with Draymond Green and maybe not making as much money as him? 888-957-9570. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask First NorCal Financing at the dealer. 888-957-9570.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.